This will be asked during the lesson.
Although it's a short article, Baal Salam for some reason spoke shortly here, a few lines and all, but it's a great thing. And he explains to us about an important aspect. The Creator is the thing through which all creation connects. It's like in our world, I have to be among everyone and connecting everyone. That's how we can imagine the complete system where each one is in contact with all the others. So there are states, or one can say, it's always that he receives from everyone and he bestows to everyone. If we're unable to do it each and every moment and to everyone, this is our limitation. We are limited, but in the complete system, that's how the work should be. Let's say, if we imagine the corrected system of Adam HaRishon, then all the parts, although by nature, because of the shattering, they are disconnected from one another, but when they wish to arrange themselves, seemingly correct the shattering the Creator caused, and that's why they yearn for the connection between them, then they are, they correct the shattering above, the shattering, and they're in connection with one another without any limitations, without any consideration for all the directions and or the difficulty for connection, but rather to return everything to the complete connection as it were before the shattering. So, with respect to ourselves, we divide the work of connection to the part where we reveal His greatness and the part where we reveal His humility. Because you cannot approach it with these two forces together. And just like in our world, we get Abzag, we get Abba Veima, or father and mother. The force of the father is great, is ruling, and heroic, and awesome or terrible. On the other hand, we describe him as merciful, one who lowers himself and humbles himself to be in contact with the created beings. This is the part of Bina, the mother, who has no coarseness, but only a desire to be with everyone in connection. That's why all of creation is divided into two parts, the force of Chochmah, the force of Hasadim, Abba and Ima. And we need to construct ourselves accordingly. So each of us will be included of the force of the father and the force of the mother, Abba and Ima, and then we'll be able to arrange the correct connections between us in going down to the level of each and every friend, how each one is shattered, and we're all shattered. And on the other hand, to have the strength to draw the reforming light from above, the force of the Father, the light of Chochmah, give us an opportunity to rise, or rather raise and uplift a friend from below. And to that extent, we uplift him, we uplift ourselves. We ourselves have no, there's no consideration with ourselves, only according to this work, where we have to get down to everyone's level, equalize with them, get impressed by what they're impressed, moved, by what they're moved, intermingle with their desires and qualities, and lift them up together. Just as we can see how we save people who drown in the deep sea. Jump to them, you come to them, you grab them, and then you begin to lift them up. That's what we need to do towards each and every friend. And in each friend, there are such states. And the Creator arranges for us those states, those mutual states, so we can embrace and lift one another, and so all of us together, eventually in those emotional connections, in the in our mental communications, and with great force, we'll be able to raise everyone to a prayer to the Creator, and then with His power, we'll perform the correction. Hence, we need to see both the work of the Creator on us in such a way that if we can see how He created the created beings in this lowly, shattered, despicable form, where we can seemingly come to Him and complain, how could you do such a thing to us? Why did you make us so lowly? On the contrary, we have to understand the point, the purpose of creation, that from the deep, if we climb up, by that we acquire all the vessels from all the way down to all the way up, including vessels of Chochmah, vessels of Chassadim, and by that we come to the power of Keter, the Creator. So, because the Creator created all the creatures in what appears to us as such a lowly state, this is the correct preparation that points to His greatness, to how He prepared for us the ability, the opportunity to get to know creation from one end to another as the advantage of light from darkness. And then we can connect the lowest states with the highest states. And in the gap between them, we discover the greatness of the Creator according to the right level, the love of the Creator between us according to the depth, and we come to a state of adhesion in Him. Since we have no forces with which to be grateful, to appreciate His love for us. For creating the lowest things with all His forces, all His powers, and He is present in them. He's also willing and able, and He's actually doing the act of salvation, where He jumps into the depth of the nature He created, and He's saving us from there gradually according to our desire. And is willing to tolerate, suffer many times more than us. It's like children, it's like parents, I'm sorry, that look at our sick baby and how they were willing to take on his sickness and his sufferings, only so he would become well. And the Creator is the same. We have to understand that he suffers many times more than us because he knows our entire degree, our descent, our fall, everything that's happening to us on the one hand. On the other hand, he understands that he has to stabilize it and do go through this entire path together with us, because only in this way we can grow up with our mind, with our heart, and come to a state where we know all reality from one end to the other, and then we'll be like him. This is the sorrow of raising children. And we taste it to a small extent with our own children, but relative to the Creator, it's the complete reality. You can talk about it to no end, because all of creation is included here in these few lines. In the place where you find his greatness, there you find his humbleness. It means that we can get to know the greatness of the Creator by getting to know, to a small extent, how he was obligated to create all these lowly states, and he suffers from it. He humiliated himself in order to construct them, and he's together with us in order to show us something of that disparity of form, something of himself, of the Creator, and to pull us out of there. Meaning that all of his work is not that we would truly enter opposite state from him, but only to a small extent to be there, to be impressed a tiny bit by that, and to be afraid of that state. And then he pulls us out of that state. Then he does it again in a different style of descent, and again he pulls us out. And in this way, gradually, through many such actions, and it's many because he can't do this work all at once. It would simply not be able to tolerate it. So, specifically with his love, he's doing it little by little. He brings us into something and he takes us out. He puts us into something and he takes us out. And then when we feel bad, he brings us out to a better feeling. And then in the difference between the feelings, we acquire the intellect, the mind. So between two feelings, we'll have the mind. And that's how we advance. So everything happens according to this sense. In the place where you find his greatness, there you find his humbleness. We attain the greatness of the Creator, specifically when he walks with us. As King David says, even when I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I would not fear because you are with me. Even in the worst possible states, I'm not afraid, and I walk because I know, I see, I can feel, I want to reveal, and I'm certain that you are with me. The worst possible places that can be, you are also there. Except you cannot show yourself in order to teach us, so we would find our vessels there. First and foremost, and later we'll be able to climb to the opposite states, meaning from salvation, from humbleness, from lowliness to greatness. That's how we...
In the place where you find His greatness. In the place where you find His greatness, there you find His humbleness. It means that one who is always in true dvikut, adhesion, sees that the Creator lowers Himself, meaning the Creator is present in the low places.
But he can see that because he's in constant adhesion. If he's not in constant adhesion, like us, for the time being, he can't see the Creator is with him in every place, but rather sometimes yes, sometimes no. But this also awakens a person to reach constant adhesion.
One does not know what to do.
Meaning the Creator is concealed. It comes closer, and then again more distant, and then more closer. There are times we do not feel we belong to spirituality at all, and there are times we feel that, oh, we are on the threshold of revealing the Creator.
And this is why it is written, who sits on high, who looks down on heaven and on earth. A person sees the greatness of the Creator, and then who looks down, meaning he lowers the heaven to the earth. The advice that is given to this is to think that if this desire is from the Creator, we have nothing greater than that. As it is written, He raises the poor out of the litter.
Meaning, when we feel the Creator picking us up, like we take a baby and we dip it in a bit of water and we take him out. We dip him and we take him out. How much joy it gives us and the baby in this little game. Same thing here. If we feel that it's the Creator who's doing it to us, then it's possible that once or twice I'm afraid of these things. But if I strengthen my connection with the Creator, over all the movements in my life, I feel that He is holding me and He's doing it to me, even the scariest things, then I begin to rejoice that it's coming to me from the Creator. He's doing it to me in order to develop in me the sensation that He's doing it. And I'll be able to cleave to Him on top of these dips in and out of the water, in and out of the tub.
So
it turns out that whatever happens to me, I justify the Creator, that everything He does is for me to strengthen the connection with Him. He's given me an opportunity to be in all the states and to maintain the connection with Him. How long? Until it stops mattering to me what state I'm in, either up or down, I will feel that I'm in constant adhesion with Him.
Bokeur Tov Rav, question des amis d'Africa. Comment l'étudiant peut-il saisir correctement l'abaissement du Rav à son niveau pour absorber la portion de lumière qui corrige à chaque leçon, Toda?
A question from a friend in Africa 1. How to appreciate the greatness of the Rav correctly when he lowers himself to the level of the students so we can draw more light during the lesson?
If you're speaking of me, then we always have to depict ourselves as being together. This is our work. I'm not greater than you, higher than you, I'm together with you in each and every state.
It
comes from the fact that I appreciate you, I love you. The important thing for me is how we together, neither me nor you, but rather together, we will go through the required number of ascents and descents in order to become sensitive to an understanding in heart and mind of what the Creator is doing to us. So we'll begin to get to know Him, and from this recognition, when we grow more and more like children who are growing up, we'll get to know this upper force and what it's doing with us until we get from describing Him to ourselves, and our feelings will begin to reveal Him more and more. The Creator is not revealed in our corporeal vision, but rather in our internal feelings, how they become more group-like, more human, like more in bestowal, more inclusive, meaning from love of the created beings to love of the Creator, as we say. And that's how we'll reveal Him. And I'm 100% with you.
Latin 2.
Gracias, Rab. Espero que mi pregunta sea propia.
Thank you, Rab. I hope my question is appropriate. The question is, how can we feel the suffering of the Creator and His joy beyond our egoistic qualities, that we don't want to suffer, but we do envy His greatness, the Creator's greatness?
We need to talk about it. To imagine it, just like I'm talking about it now. We could have read this article several times, probably, because it's short, but not get into, not try to make it tangible. Rather, what we need from the level of the baby who doesn't understand what's going on with him, and then to the extent he knows his parents, and when they do these things to him, he understands it's to his own good. And when people who love him and he loves them, when they do it to him, and the attitude of the parents to the baby is one of eternal love and whole love, and the attitude of the baby to the parents is egoistic love. And then in this way, we can imagine those connections here. And we also need to understand that the concept of parents, of the Creator, is something we create ourselves from the connections we form, to the extent we tell one another, we talk to one another, we depict who is our upper one, who's doing all these games with us. To that extent, we begin to approach the revelation of the society, the group, the ten, and in it, in the group, and only inside of it, because without a vessel, we won't discover anything. So we discover inside the society the Creator, the force that moves all of us, that shakes us up, that He's the first to everyone and to all our states. And that's how we advance.
Спасибо, Раф. В статье написано, человек, который все время находится...
Thank you, Raf. In the article, it says, a person who is constantly in true adhesion doesn't know what to do. What is that state?
Well, if he's in contact with the group and he discovers the connection with the essence of the inner group called the Creator, because the Creator doesn't have a vessel. We have nothing by which to hold onto him. Rather, when we connect together, in the connection together, we reveal the Creator. So it turns out that this is how we come to attaining him, from love of the created being to love of the Creator. You can't reveal the Creator any more than the connection, the kind of connection that's between the friends. It has to be in this way. It must. We are still on the path. And we still can't explain ourselves, obligate ourselves, that this is happening specifically like that. When we come to a state where we are certain, truly inside, when we don't forget that through the connection between us, only in this way we come to the revelation of the Creator, the feeling of the Creator, adhesion with the Creator. This means that we reach the level of Bina. Okay. Belarus.
Rav, вопрос такой. Как не дать...
The question is this. How not to let my ego, my habits, use the principle by which we as a ten have to go down to the friend, to his lowest states.
This comes to us from talking about it in the ten, reading articles about it. We need to organize additional help between us, where if we need to open up a certain desk, a place, where if I find something good, short, beautiful from Bala Sulam and Rabash, then I can put it up there like on a message board of sorts, and they will translate it into other languages, so we'll be able to be, first of all, connected with one another, and we'll be able to expand the topic. I think that's what we need to do. Try to talk about it, how do you organize it, and it will help us greatly. First of all, this will bring about a greater connection, which is the principal goal between us. We would feel more and more the internality of the friends and that faces or a partsuf. And that's how we'll advance. It's time we started to feel that we're connected in the hearts. And not that there's a Rosh.
Спасибо, учитель. Рав, тут написано творец.
Thank you, teacher. It says here that the Creator is in the low places. How does a person discover the Creator in these low places?
Only with the help of the friends, because he himself, when he goes down to those states where he feels his lowliness, emptiness, helplessness, and so on and so forth, in those states, he doesn't have the strength, first of all, by himself. He cannot rise from such states, as it's written, a prisoner does not deliver himself from the house of bondage. It's like in our world, friends need to come and help him come out of prison, break free, and in this way. Meaning only the connection. If we wish to improve our state, in truth, spiritually, it's only by forming tighter bonds between us. Thank you.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот у меня похожий вопрос. Вот человек приходит на урок.
Yes, dear Raf. I have a similar question. A person comes to the lesson. Say, kind of absent mind. Well, he's distracted. He feels blurry. What does it mean to discover the Creator out of this lowly place?
I told you how Rabbi she is to wake up to the lesson. Wake up as if he can't see, he can't understand. He takes those slow steps to the bathroom and then to wash his face. Come back to the table, sit down. Put on his robe. Get dressed and sit in front of the table. Still, he says nothing. He's not talking to me yet or anything. I would put a cup of coffee before him. He would drink a bit more. He would turn his head around and start to come out of the state. And it was a great deal of effort. It would take him many such efforts, a long time before he would recuperate, because he was in these special falls, and accordingly he who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. So when he gets back to the state where he would say, okay, let's study.
10 דקות, אולי, רבע שעה.
It could be 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes. But I would feel I can't testify to his inner efforts, but in truth, I could see the depth from which he's climbing. And then he begins to recover, to read, to speak. That's how you... identify exactly the feeling of the Creator.
The most correct, truest way is to connect all the friends into one image. I don't know how it's done today in cameras, but previously with cameras, if you wanted to take a picture, you had to focus the lens. So when you looked, you had two images, and then you had to gradually combine them into one image, one picture, right? I don't know if it's done that way today, maybe according to pixels or numbers, or maybe it's done automatically, but you turn these things until what you see becomes from two to one. And then it's clear to you that you are facing that object that you want to take a picture of. And that when you take a picture of it, it will fit correctly into your frame, into your lens. And it's the same here. If you have in front of you, with the Creator it's a little more difficult, because the Creator is the upper light, And when it spreads and permeates the Sefirot until it comes to you, to Malchut, so if you add to yourself as one image all your friends, that you see in them not images but one desire that yearns for the Creator, this directs you exactly to the Creator, directs you, even though you're looking at them and how they are directed at the Creator. So it turns out that by this you reach the goal. In this way, through the group, specifically thanks to the group, and only in this way, can you come to the Creator, to identify Him and start moving closer. And of course, the closer you come, the more you'll have to refocus how you bring together all the friends into one image, into the same frame. And so in the end, they form for you the image of the Creator. This is called the Creator standing behind the friends, right, which you put together, and that you really do reach Him. Until you discover in all the friends all the qualities that are different and contradicting, and still you bring them all together until it turns out that you and the friends and the Creator become as one. This is the end of correction, your own final correction.
Also.
Yes, si.
May.
Buongiorno, Rav. Intendi dire questo focus, l'attitudine che io ho verso ogni singolo amico?
You mean this focus is my attitude towards each friend and the intention to give? Is this the change we have to add between us?
Yes. When I want to connect with each and every friend without taking into consideration all of his corporeal qualities, but only his disposition to reveal the Creator. This is called connecting with Him, bonding with Him. Then it should also be that way from his perspective. And the most important thing for us is to be connected, as it's called, heart and soul, meaning with our desire, with our yearning, through connection, to discover everyone's connection in the ten.
That
this is Keter, this is the upper force. And the corporeal things, where we cannot really help each other, we'll do as much as we can. But the main thing is to constantly connect among us and through us to the Creator. We nevertheless must not forget that the Creator is a spiritual essence that's revealed after I connect my whole group into one. Just as with the example of the focus in the camera.
Saving him, how does that work out?
You have to see to worry with your prayers, first of all with your prayers, to save all the friends and raise them as much as you can, to pray for them. If you pray for them, by this you are doing the greatest good, the greatest benefit, the greatest favor to the Creator, because you have nothing to give to the Creator. What are you going to give Him? You have nothing to turn to him with unless you pray for the friends.
So I take the friend's deficiency and I raise it to the Creator. I raise it in the prayer.
As much as you can, yes. This is called helping one another.
And if a friend does not disclose his deficiency, doesn't want help,
you don't need to reveal his deficiency by force. You need to reveal your deficiency to help all the friends, to connect them to the Creator. You don't need to go to him and open up his deficiencies. That's not what we do. It all depends on how much you want it.
The more I yearn for it, the more I discover deficiencies.
You don't need to discover to reveal the deficiencies of the friend. You need to reveal your own deficiencies to help the friend. You understand?
Екатеринбург.
Доброе утро, Раф. Вопрос товарища. Написано, человек находится в истинном слиянии с Творцом. Вопрос. Как мне знать, что я слился с ним?
It says the person is in true adhesion.
With
the Creator, how to know that I'm adhered to him in eternity?
If you're connected with the group in such a way that you feel no difference between you, it's considered that you are with the Creator to the same extent.
25.
Yeah, you answered the question partially, but not 100% clear. How? You said we have to nevertheless combine the friend's tendencies to the Creator to reveal them and connect them. How do we locate the friend's tendency toward revealing the Creator? Do I locate that in my own vessels, or does it open up from above?
I don't know as much as I can, because according to my feeling, to the extent that they are all in a disposition or an inclination to connect us and with the Creator, so I want to connect all those dispositions and with my effort to connect them to the Creator. And likewise, each and every one of us.
But this is a very internal thing. It's hard to see.
Yeah, yes, it's internal.
So, when we externalize our inner tendencies toward the friends by showing example, that makes us impressed by it?
No, even without examples. For now, it can be with examples, but afterwards it's all done humbly, in a concealed way.
So how does that become apparent in my senses? How can I feel? How can I sense that tendency so I'll be able to work with it?
If you make efforts, you'll begin to feel it. There's no such thing as a person not being able to feel if he makes efforts.
The efforts are, as you said, in trying to help them, and then I'm shown this tendency
by trying to imagine them standing in your heart. I can't say it again. Maybe it'll be clearer.
How should a person lower himself, humiliate himself toward the Creator through the ten? Where does it come to play in the ten?
When he wants to help everyone, by this he feels that he's willing to serve everyone as long as they connect, as long as through their connection they will come closer to the center of the connection, which is really the Creator. We build him, we make him. This concept of the Creator, it doesn't exist. It exists only on condition and to the extent that we build it. You have made me, it's written.
Why can't you discover the Creator without feeling lowliness? Act my helplessness, powerlessness.
The Creator is revealed through a person's complete relinquishment after all the concessions that I can imagine that I am doing, after that I discover the Creator. It's not the same as seeing images in our world. It is rising out of the internality of the concession.
Moldova.
Доброе утро, дорогой Рав.
Привет.
А мы можем просить?
Good morning, dear Rav. How can we ask the Creator to give the friend an opportunity to feel his greatness?
Yes, this we can ask.
Perhaps
it needs to be clear to us that we can feel the greatness of the Creator only to the extent that we annul. We annul ourselves in the place where you find His humbleness. There, His greatness, there you also find His humbleness. So, we can't give it to the other, but to pray for the friends is possible.
Ken.
Yes, if you can't annul before the friends, then you haven't the vessel to reveal the Creator, because the Creator stands behind the friends. That's true.
Cab, you free.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, Rav Kli. Question from the 10. How do we connect the whole 10 into one in practice?
Talk about it. This is just a matter of a person's control over his heart. Of course, we don't control our hearts, so we need to pull in to here the upper force. So we have to turn to it. Turning to it, doing a group activity for this is called a group prayer. So we have to decide that we are turning to the Creator, and we ask Him to cancel our ego and give us, even if just a little bit, to feel ourselves close to each other, not in a corporeal sense, without faces, without knowing each other's bodies and the distance between the bodies, etc., but only internally, with our yearning for the Creator. We have to, first of all, develop in us a yearning for connection among us. And in connection among us, we have to develop a yearning for the Creator. This is called from the love of people to the love of the Creator. You're kind of going off tone in what you're saying. It is written, if I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear, because you are with me. Say the whole sentence. Even if I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear evil, because you are with me. That's the main thing. Why is he not afraid? Why is he not afraid of making mistakes? Or he's not afraid of anything. On the contrary, he exalts the situation, because precisely by going with fears, and he's got these fears, and he's failing on the path, obstacles, and he's they're trying to distract him, to divert him, to deflect him, and he's not afraid because precisely through these distractions, disturbances get stronger with the Creator. I will not fear evil because you are with me.
What kind of state is that? We have to justify him?
It's the state of King David 3,000 years ago that he wrote about.
I have to reach a state where even if I feel bad, to say I don't feel bad.
You are thankful that you have these bad states because specifically they direct you to the Creator. So are they good states or bad states? Are you going with your feeling of being afraid or with your goal of approaching the Creator and getting an even stronger grip on Him?
The goal of holding on to Him, that even when I feel bad, I say, no, I don't feel bad.
No, then it's not bad. It's not bad. When you frighten a child and he runs to you because he thinks he's going into some danger, so you frighten him. Oh, because you think he's going to do something dangerous, so you frighten him, so he runs to you to hide. So, are you doing something bad to him? You're saving him. You're teaching him by that.
So, to be above reason is what you're saying.
In short, hide in the group, and then you will see. In the end, this is the final state of all of us. Hiding in the group means annulling. In the
greatness. In the place where you find his greatness, there you find his humbleness. Means that one who is always in true dvekut, adhesion, sees that the Creator lowers himself, meaning the Creator is present in the low places. And one does not know what to do. This is why it is written, who sits on high, who looks down on heaven and earth. The person sees the greatness of the Creator, and then who looks down, meaning he lowers the heaven to the earth. The advice that is given to this is to think that this desire is from the Creator. If this desire is from the Creator, we have nothing greater than that. As it's written, He raises the poor out of the litter.
In other words, we have to relate to all our states. If we accept them, all of them, as coming from the Creator, they all come from the Creator, then we have to relate to all those states as to complete states. Meaning that they are all directed toward the goal of the final correction, the end of correction, to bring us to it. So we have to work on ourselves to accept every single state as a perfect state. And it doesn't matter what state we are in. Even if I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear because you are with me. If a person works on being adhered to the Creator always because you are with me, then even if the Creator takes him through all kinds of states that are the valley of the shadow of death, something awful, he is not afraid. He accepts these things as the opposite, as good states, special, sublime.
First, one must see that he has a lack. And if he does not, he should pray for it. Why does not have it? And the reason he does not have a lack is due to the diminution of awareness. Hence, in every mitzvah commandment, one must pray. Why does he not have the awareness for he is not keeping the mitzvah in wholeness? In other words, the will to receive covers it, so it will not see the truth. If he would see that he is in such a lowly state, he would certainly not want to be in that state. Instead, one should exert in one's work every time until he comes to repentance. As it is written, he brings down to the netherworld and raises up. This means that when the Creator wants the wicked one to repent, he makes the netherworld so low for him that the wicked one himself does not want to be so. Hence, one needs to pray pleadingly that the Creator will show him the truth by adding to him the light of the Torah.
Ken.
Morning, everyone. Where the writer has such forces of overcoming and certainty that the Creator will help him and everything will work itself out, and doesn't matter what he's going through, he's got the strength, the goal is strong, is aimed, in spite of everything that's happening to him.
Well, but you understand that they are in a different state from yours. Answer.
Yeah, but the aspiration is to reach there. Okay, I'm not the one who wrote this book. The aspiration is to reach it.
You understand that it's possible only by asking? What do you need in order to ask? What are you lacking?
You connect them. You want to bestow to them. You want to lift them up. But you don't have these heroic forces that he's describing every day. The Creator is with you even when he drops you. Where do you get that confidence?
Make efforts to set an example so they will understand that they have to do like you do. Give them an example. Set an example.
And if they don't respond, you see that
it's not that they are not responding. It's the Creator arranging it in such a way that you will see them as if they're not responding. You should try to feel yourself standing opposite from the Creator, in front of the Creator.
No, but I'm telling you, I'm putting in the effort.
So what's the problem?
There's no reaction, there's no that connection you're talking about. It's not working out. People are growing weak. It's not working as it's written in the book.
It means you are demanding of the Creator to do something.
It's not as it's written here, that he comes and he heals and it's all good. It lasts too long.
Well, what can you do? Bala Sulam made a mistake. That's what you're trying to say. Look, we have no choice. We have to try to depict to ourselves the real picture and how much we can get into this real picture. That's it.
How do we awaken him to help us in practice so it could happen?
Do what you can from your part and turn to him to help, because it's certain that what you do, when you do what you have to do, you will see in this that there is a part that you cannot do. You just can't.
I want, as it's written, to build a house, to protect the city, to dwell in the impurity, but to do it, what's the problem?
The problem is that you have to participate in this. You have to participate. It's like when you bring a baby some bricks or cubes, and it sits there and cries, why did it get these bricks and not a complete house? Just start building and then see again and again and again and again that it's not working out this way, that way. When does it turn to his parent when he sees that he can't? But when should he turn to him? When he can understand the Creator's answer. So if the Creator shows him, you should have done it this way, and you should have put the brick that way, and then it would work out. But he has to work a lot before that to develop his mind, his deficiencies, to understand the Creator's answers.
Do
you understand?
No.
You see those?
You see the ones next to me? I want to take care of them. I want to love them. But it's not working.
Why is it not working out?
I don't know. There's no answer. No answer is coming from him. He's just weakening us and separating between us for months.
It's probably that you're demanding something of them.
Correct.
Why?
So not to ask?
What should you ask? You should only awaken their hearts as much as you can, and that's it. Why are you coming with demands to anyone? No. Only awaken them. Awaken them. Elevate them. Kind of lift them up so they'll be more inspired, feel more, but without pressure. Without pressuring them, without force. Words of the wise are heard in peace, in quiet. It will be okay. In the end, it'll be okay. When? That's a question, but it will be.
Creator.
I should try in my heart, even not physically. Rather, in my heart. Yochai, are you hearing this? That's it. In my heart. I want to connect with my friends and to support them so that we will all be as one, in one heart. That's how it's called. In one man, as one man in one heart, without any external physical pressure, only by my heart's effort. If I want to perform a spiritual action, I have no other vessels. I can't with my hands, with my feet, or any commands that I will write for them, or any pressure. The pressure has to be from my heart on them, in a negative way, in a positive way, but nothing changed. And by that, I want to activate them in the connection between us and the Creator. Meaning, all in all, I act in the force of love because I want to bring all of us to connection. In the connection, we discover the result in which we can discover the Creator. First of all, we should all pray. Ask the Creator that will shine a little bit of upper light to this friend. Because we pray that we have a deficiency, we become a pipeline through which the upper light comes from the Creator to that friend. That's called, he who prays for his friend merits first, is rewarded first. That's how we should do. First of all, that's it.
Correct.
No. First, you should only know that adhesion, constant adhesion is your goal. And for at least for the beginning of the adhesion you want to reach now. And that's only by annulment. Just like being a drop of semen in the womb. When you annul yourself, and this is why you're there.
Oh, sorry. So what is this lack then that he should pray for? First, one must see he has a lack. If he does not, he should pray for it. Why does not one have it? What is the lack?
Yeah.
He should have the strength to have the strength to go into the womb. You've seen these movies where the sperm goes into the womb. What does it come with? It's fighting just to be attached to the upper one. That's all it wants. That's it. All the rest, everything that stands in his way, and all the others that are in competition, there are millions of sperms. That's his other desires that are corrupt. And he wants to reach in order to bestow and to annul himself with all his force. That's why he can make it. He annuls and attaches to the womb. What is this dvekut in the womb? The womb is in order to bestow, and he, specifically because he fights them all, and he comes to that, he gets rid on the way from all his egoistic desires that could be, and it's the only one that makes it. All the rest, his egoistic desires don't make it. And that's how he adheres and starts developing. That's what we need. The Creator is suffering, and the fact that he's above time, you can say that maybe that's one excuse or reason, but the other reason is that the Creator is the degree of Bina, and that's in wholeness, even though it's completely in deficiency. We can't understand this. But one day we will find out. We'll discover that the spiritual degree, even though it's completely in deficiency, it's nonetheless in wholeness. How can these two things coexist? We will understand this. We'll discover it. That specifically, the greatest deficiencies appear towards the final correction, and you can only complement them by rising above them to faith above reason, to adhesion with the Creator. In our world, we have to solve the problems in the same place where the deficiency is. In the spiritual world, we solve problems above the place the deficiency appears, meaning in the degree of bestowal above it. Our problem is that we confuse the mind and the emotion. We're willing in our minds to accept that the Creator is the good that does good, but when the emotion comes, and it's not exactly the good that does good, so that erases everything for us. That's why all these spiritual concepts, we can truly accept them, feel them, locate them, establish them only in the connection between us. Because if when everyone adds something to the sum total of the group, by that we build a concept in the group that doesn't disappear anymore. We hold it like holding when you hold a ball in the air. When 10 people stand, 10 friends stand and they play with the ball. And each one is trying to pass on the ball in a nice way, a good way. And then you can be sure the ball will never fall. So this is the way we have to care and be concerned about holding ourselves all the time. And by that, we're holding the group.
Ask for it to change or to ask to agree with it.
We should, in each and every state, to try to be connected to each other. And to the extent that we scrutinize the connection between us, how good it is, to that extent, we can already understand how purposeful this connection is. And that's how we'll advance.
Tzafon 2.
Rav, in what vessels inside of us can we count on the Creator?
In what vessels inside of us we can count on the Creator?
In
connection between us, we can count on the Creator. Because only this way we discover Him.
Carmiel.
Rav, what is there in the connection between us that can bring Him to us, that we can see Him?
Building the vessel in our between us. Common kli, common vessel. So in the connection between all our opposite qualities. However, they're all in the connection, which is above the contradiction. In them, we establish the Creator. The Creator is, as we say, come and see. We build Him. So how do we build Him? By wanting to connect between us, even though we're all opposite, we all hate each other, we're all pushing each other away. But above that, we want to connect. Then this way, we have coarseness. When we hate, when we push away, and purity, when we nonetheless want to be connected in order to give Him contentment above our nature. And then we build this state we call come and see. Come is the coarseness, and see is seeing. That's Zakut, that's purity.
Slandering. Trying to sustain myself, to hold myself, that everything in my mind and my heart and my body, everything there is, that it all came from the Creator, that there's none else besides Him. So I'm willing to accept every state that it comes from Him. And along with it, in all states, I want to be adhered to Him. Meaning in each and every state, I demand one thing, to be adhered to the Creator. And in that adhesion, it's not that I get some prize. It's that I will bestow to Him contentment. And even though I won't know exactly that I'm giving Him contentment, that too is right and good, and I agree to it. And even more of the Creator shining to me and showing me that He's enjoying me. That's it.
That's it. To the extent that I can be with contentment to the Creator, I will feel the chasadim, His mercy, and even that when I'll later rise and I'll be able to discover the pleasure I cause Him, it will seem to me as the light of Chochmah that I will also have to receive this revelation in order to bestow the revelation itself. Meaning I always maintain myself in zero and all the rest. That's not zero, but
question from USA 3. You mentioned to Yochai that we need to depict a true picture. What is that true picture?
A true picture is we're all connected. Men, women, everyone. And we, in our connection, are in the perfect state, in the final correction. As it is written, that in the final correction we'll discover that we were as dreamers, as if we were in a dream. Real life, they were around us, but we felt them as if we were dreaming. It wasn't real. So we have to try through the dream of this life, what we feel now, to feel the real life.
Question from Brazil 3. It's written that in every commandment one has to pray. Why? He doesn't have the recognition that he's not doing the commandment in wholeness. How to do a commandment in wholeness?
A whole mitzvah means that each and every one, each and every moment, the Creator puts us in internal and external conditions for us, an internal feeling and external feeling with respect to reality, and what we need to make of all these states is to build the right connection between us and through us to the Creator. Meaning everything, this world was given to us so that from it we will start to aim ourselves to the Creator. That's it.
Question from Peter. How can we check that our mind and heart are truly adhered to the Creator?
That's only through the thin. Try to make such changes in your ten so that you'll start feeling how the world you feel is changing.
No.
That's it. We have these states where we were in a very bad internal state and then something changed. And then we reach a state where the world seems different. The world seems nice. And this is how we seemingly change the world. Nothing changed. It's just that we see it different.
The friend is asking how to increase the frequency of connections to the Creator and keep a constant connection with Him.
We learn from the wisdom of Kabbalah that the records, the Rishimot, are from the shattering of the vessels until the final correction. Each and every moment they renew themselves in an infinite speed, beyond the speed of light. Every time the records are new, that's how inside us, in all of us and in each of us, and from us to everyone else, and from everyone else towards each one, the records all the time are renewed and they're incorporated and they're connecting, and this work is done in infinite speed within the broken vessel.
And
we have to, according to our own rate, to try to bring these records to the right connection. That's all. That's what we want to happen.
Question from Romania 1. I don't know the deficiencies of the friends, and I'm also not supposed to tell the Creator what to do. Should I still feel the friends in my heart that they need the help of the Creator, and from every state they're in, to ask for them?
What we see, our state, is given to us from the Creator. In order for us to read our state in the right way, meaning that we will understand and try to feel that all our state is a result of our relation to the world. And that's why we're asking from the Creator to give us the right perspective on the world, on us, and that we will be able to connect in the Ten in such a way that if we connect in the Ten, through the Ten, we'll be able to bestow upon the world. And if we work in the right way, we will start feeling that actually the world and the Ten, they're all inside a person. And the more we connect between us, we discover more and more that everything depends on the connection between us. And the connection between us is basically what causes us to see the world in a more...
how to work with it.
You should justify the friend. Each and every friend, actually, when all of them are in a yearning for adhesion with the Creator, and he who judges does it by his own flaws, if you don't see that this is how it is, it's because you're corrupt, not because they are. And so it turns out that if you want to connect with them in order to reach the Creator, yeah, you really have an open path for that. So do it.
Question from Yekaterinburg. Is revealing my loneliness before the Ten is revealing shame from lack of equivalence to the Creator?
It is correct on the one hand. On the other hand, when we're in our development, on our path, I don't think it's that we have here a matter of shame between us. Because all in all, we're all created beings, we're all tiny. None of us is capable of doing anything. We're only performing the commands of our egoistic nature that's rattling us. That's why I have nothing to be ashamed of. And humanity is attaining this bit by bit. But what's coming out of it, out of that, I have to try to discover in me qualities, other qualities that are not. It's not that I got them from directly from nature, egoistic desires. egoistic qualities. Rather, I want other qualities to speak in me, to take care of me. That's in order to bestow love, connection. And if you'll try to talk about it in the tenant, to pay attention to that, and that you'll have these spiritual life in the tent more important than corporeal life, then you'll see how much it will help you advance.
Question from Latin 12. In what way do I ask for the friend if he's completely corrected compared to me?
I can't say. What does it matter if he's a gabai or not?
No, corrected towards me. If I see him corrected, how can I ask for him?
I can ask for the connection between us. I want to be connected to him in a way that I will see my correction, that he will connect me to the Creator.